Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen.
I was reading and singing unto the Lord earlier today in my worship time, and I just love the scripture where the Bible talks about the person that dwells in the secret place. The Bible tells us that in Psalms 91:1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That is some deep stuff, because God has given us strategy right now. That was a strategy. That the whole scripture right there was a secret that he gave unto us. He said, the secret to being blessed is to dwell in my secret place. Some of us, we're under persecution. Some of us on here, we are experiencing blasphemous lies. Some of us on here, you can't catch a break from your marriage or from your coworkers, from your employer, from your children, from financial stress, from health stress. Sometimes you just wish you can go into a bubble and hide. Sometimes you wish you could just crawl into a cave and say, everybody leave me alone. Sometimes you just feel like you need just somebody to put a bulletproof barricade all around you. But God is saying what that feeling is your spirit longing. Your spirit is longing to get into the shadow of the Almighty. And God tells us right now that if you dwell in my secret place, you dwell in his secret place of the Most High. He said that you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And when I tell you this, that when you are in the secret place of God and you find yourself situated in the shadow of the Almighty, no harm can come towards you and be successful. No weapon. Then we can correctly quote the scripture where it says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because I found that a lot of people like to quote that scripture, but they're not even in position to be hidden well so that the weapon does not prosper. So what you have is a lot of people quoting this scripture out of context, and so they're getting mouth, they're not in alignment of the word of God, so they're exposed. So even though they're teaching people, just quote the scripture, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, now you've got a whole bunch of people believing that they can live any kind of way, say whatever they want to say.
My God.
But all they have to do is quote the scripture, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It is a setup for a letdown. It is a setup for you to get out there and get your butt tag-tailed by the enemy. Because he's saying, oh, yeah, keep quoting that scripture. You're not even understanding what it really means. So when a weapon is formed, it will prosper in your life. And you wonder why you're catching hell from left and right and up and down. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. Maybe it's time to check and see if you really abide in the secret place. Maybe you're just not under the shadow of the Almighty. This is why God is having me say what I have to say today. Because he's saying you need to make prayer a priority. Because I'm going to tell you a secret, people of God. The only way to even enter, see, because the Bible talks about it being a literal place. It is. The secret place of the Most High is a literal place. It is a literal place in the supernatural realm. So in order to get into a literal place, you have to physically get there. It is an actual movement that you have to make in order to abide in an actual realm in a space. So in order to abide, you have to physically take up that space, that matter. So in order to get there, the secret to even getting to the secret place is through prayer. If you have no prayer life and you have a complaint life, if you have no prayer life and all you do is come to the Lord when you need something, you're treating God like a pimp. If you have no prayer life and you think you can get by on a little amens and Jesus made the dirt no hurt, or thank you, Lord, for this food in Jesus' name, you think you can get by through those 10-second prayers and think that you're going to abide in a secret place, let me bring real understanding to you. It's not.
Amen.
It takes real effort to get into the secret place of God. Amen. But in order to get into the secret place of God, you got to understand who he is, which is why it's so important that you listen back when I talked about the great I am. It's important that you listen back when I talked about how prayer requires uninterrupted time, how prayerlessness is a sin against God, how prayer affects our day, how prayer is your GPS. A lot of times, if you really take the time to seek the Lord, even in the morning time, before you even start your day, God would download warnings. He would download instructions. He would download all types of things that will prevent you from having an eventful day where it would end up in a hospital or end up probably in a jail cell or end up in a car accident. God will really warn you because why? He loves you. He has so many secrets to unveil about your life and about myself. My many testimonies, and I can't even tell you all of them, but I shared a few. And I talked about how in prayer, because I took the time to press into his secret place, to continue to abide in that secret place with the Lord. And I shared with you all my testimony about how when I was in my prayer time, the Lord would show me a flat tire before it happened. The Lord would show me on the day it would happen.
So amen. Yes, he did.
Off guard so that I don't get myself into an accident. The Lord would even send warning and tell me, you know, the normal way you take to work, okay, I want you to take the streets, not the express way.
Yes, amen.
I know it's going to add 20 minutes to your commute. That's why I'm telling you now so you can hurry up and get ready and leave out in enough time so you're not late for work. Why? Because there's an accident with your name on it. But I am your protector. You got to understand who God is. God comes in so many different manifestations, but he's also our protector. He's
yes.
God Almighty, but he's also a powerful God, but he's our protector. And you got to understand that he manifests in that way. He's our banner. He's our strong, prominent power. I mean, he's all of these things, and he will manifest what is needed for your life when you spend time with him. The Lord would show me when I would get sick because I spent so many hours with God, and I make prayer a priority because it's a relationship. I said, you know, women on here and men, when you're courting someone, trying to get married, or even if you are married, you remember when you used to date your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You remember when you used to try and do all of that things. And I said, when you were courting, trying to get married, when you have a relationship, you wanted that quality time. You didn't want your boyfriend to call you and he's always busy or he's halfway listening and you got to repeat yourself three times just for him to understand what you're saying because he's busy doing other stuff. It's the same with God. If you want a sound relationship with the Lord, you got to make sure that the time you spend with him is a quality. Because a lot of us are guilty. We say, I spend time with God. I pray every day. But you pray while you're getting ready, hopping on one foot, putting a shoe on the other. You may pray while you're trying to type an email and while you're at work. And all of those times are good. Because being in communion with the Lord at all is wonderful. But God wants that quality time. He wants when it's just you and him. He wants you to date him. A lot of us, when's the last time you've been on a date with God? When is the last time you really said, tonight, Lord, it's you and I. We are going on a date. Nobody's going to interrupt us. It's you and I, or this morning, or in the evening, wherever time you want to spend time with the Lord. So this is what I'm telling you all. I share my testimony. He even showed me before I was sick that I would be sick. And he gave me, he said, you need to, and I'll tell you the rest of the story very briefly. The Lord showed me that to give me warning so that I could double up on some vitamins to help secure my immune system because I was obedient in that warning. The Lord allowed the sickness to come, but it didn't go as far or as bad as the Lord showed me because I was really proactive on being obedient. So it didn't even affect me as strong as I needed, as the Lord showed me that it would. And I said, well, Lord, if you showed me that I would get sick, why did you let me get sick, period? Because you can heal all. Why would you even let me get sick? He said, because he actually didn't at that time tell me. But when I went back to him a few weeks after, the Lord showed me. And this was right around the time I was starting my job. And the Lord said, I needed to reset your immune system. He said, I like to do a lot of things miraculously, but I do also know your body and the anatomy and the molecular. He said, I understand that the body does become susceptible to common cold. He said, but I needed to reboot your system. Because what I didn't understand, because this was a new job, it was before I started, my office where I was going to start working was under a huge attack. Every last person, and it was a staff of about 30 people, was sick They had a bad virus that just kept bouncing around from one person to the other. Almost 30 people were sick with the flu. I mean, hacking up, coughing, sneezing, red-eyed nastiness. The Lord said that if you wouldn't have gotten sick, your immune system wouldn't have known this virus and it couldn't fight it, and you would have fell right into that same sickness. Because people of God, I went and I worked that job for months, and I didn't get not one sniffle, not one sneeze, not one cough, because I was obedient unto what the Lord showed me in my prayer time. He is my provider. He is a way maker. And I tell people all the time, you know, even when it comes down to things in your home, I shared this testimony. And I'm just giving you an example, because what a lot of people don't know is that you can have such a close relationship with God, you don't even have to carry on the ways of the world and how they handle things. Even when it comes down to my marriage, and there's a lot of people who have troubled marriages, maybe some of you all had troubled marriages and you ended up in divorce, whatever have you, wherever you are in life, you may know of some people. But a lot of people have trouble in their marriages, but I tell people when they come to me and they're thinking about hiring a detective because they don't trust their spouse, or they're thinking about putting up camcorders, all of that, I've talked to you all, I've seen it all, how people have put up cameras in their house because they want to check and see what their spouse is doing. Are they cheating? Are they doing this? And I tell people, honey, you don't even have to waste your time. You don't have to waste your finances. All you need to do is get a relationship with the Lord. You want to know why? Because I'm telling you my personal testimony, because a lot of people don't even understand that you can walk that closely with God. You know why? Because a lot of leaders don't even have that close relationship with God, so they can't teach you what they don't know about. So what they do, they make up a lie, they tell you that that type of relationship is unattainable. You can't achieve that type of closeness with God. Why? Because it would then imprint on their lifestyle, and it will be a reflection on how they're not close with God. So they don't ever want you to feel that they're not close with God, because they want to be looked at as the example. So what they do, they start preaching you into a box. And they start telling you that you can't have a relationship with God. They start preaching to you and tell you that anybody that say that they can know the future before it happens is of a demon, is a witch, is a warlock. So then you got these mixed up people who then go and follow this messed up doctrine, and they go ahead and tell anybody who can ever say a prophecy or ever announce that they can know when they're getting sick before they get sick is of the devil.
My God.
And then you got these messed up people who believe that, so then when we come around and the Lord is using us as spiritual sanitizers to erase and to eradicate and sanitize all of this erroneous doctrine, then we fight an extra warfare because we got people who don't believe, because they've never known that you can even walk that close from God.
That's
the Bible tells us that you can have that close relationship. Moses was very close with Jesus. Enoch walked with God in the coolness of the day. There's a relationship. There's a realm of closeness and intimacy that you can reach, but it first begins with first knowing who God is.
Amen.
Yes. Not to close you firsthand, because how
Amen.
God deals with me. Trust me, I know everything that goes on in my life. The Lord has shown me myself, because the Bible, he tells us even in dreams. Even in dreams, the Lord deals with me heavily in dreams. And if you have any dreams and it shows you doing an activity in the kitchen represents the heart. Because if you think of a natural home, in a natural home, the heart of a home is the kitchen. That is the nucleus. And why? Because the kitchen is usually where most of the fellowship
is done. Amen,
Pastor.
That's
when the family comes together. That's when the truth and the gutting and all of that comes out in the kitchen, over the dining area. So if you ever have a dream and it shows you doing something in the kitchen, that's God showing you some things in your heart. And the Lord will get my attention in the dream. He'll show me doing some activities in the kitchen, and I say, I know exactly what that means. That the Lord shows you even in the kitchen using a microwave. The Lord is telling you about your patient, because a microwave is usually something that we do for a quick fix, something that happens immediately. We're not going to take the time to use the stove. It takes too long to heat up the oven. When we just got a piece of chicken that we want to heat up, we can do 2 minutes in the microwave, bam, piping hot, versus 15 minutes in the oven. So if the Lord shows you, even in the kitchen, using the microwave, the Lord might be talking to you about your patience, about how you need to be patient on some things. He's working it out. He's saying, calm it down. Use his fruit, which is long-suffering, temperance. So that's just even a teaser of what God has exposed to me. But even in this dream, the Lord showed me we were going through a restructuring in our house. So we were doing restructuring in our house, and we used the living room as the dumping room. I put all my clothes here. I was gutting out another bedroom. I put all my clothes. Everything was in the living room. We just dumped it. And we love when our members need us, and we're talking about a real emergency, we come through. When our members need us and it's a real emergency, we will talk with you. We will make time to deal with you. And we had this member that needed to talk to us. And before that, I had told Lead Pastor Andrew, I said, please don't let anyone in this house. I don't want nobody seeing our clothes everywhere. They don't understand we're going through a restructuring here. I just don't want anyone. If you need to talk to somebody, if you can, go ahead and go out with them. And he understood, and I had a dream. And the Lord showed me in the dream, it was actually, hallelujah, one of our members when we were up north in Illinois came into our living room, sat down. We had a lot of seating areas, but the Lord showed me exactly where they sat down. The Lord showed me them talking, and then the Lord showed me them leaving. And I went ahead, and I woke up out of the dream, and I said, well, why would they? I said, I don't know. This doesn't make sense. They've never come over here, and they haven't really mentioned that they really need to speak urgently. So maybe you're telling me, God, they will speak to us soon. You know, I'm just like, wow, Lord, it's so detailed, but I just don't know how to place it. And I went and I told Andrew about the dream, and he just started laughing. He started giggling. And I said, what is so funny? He said, the Lord, my God, he shows you everything. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, that particular member needed to talk, and it was urgent, and we didn't have time to go out, so I told the member they can come over. He said, what I did, I hurried up and moved all the clothes, everything that was in the living room. I cleaned it out. And I went ahead and made it presentable, and they came and they sat down in that exact chair, and I ministered to them, and then they were able to leave. And I laughed out loud. I said, that's what it was. And I laughed, and then I went ahead and I roughed him up playfully, and I said, don't you ever do that. You know, but he said, no, it was clean. I promise you it was clean. But I thank God, because what the Lord was showing me, even in the slightest, smallest thing, the Lord was showing me what happens in my home. The Lord will show me what's going on. You know why? Because we're friends. God's always been our friend. But can we be God's friend? This takes some proving, and it takes some consistency to be God's friend. If you are God's friend, he will show you the closeness. He will show you the secrets that go on. Now, of course, me, Pastor Andrew, he didn't do anything wrong. He was there for our member when they needed it. He cleaned up the house, and, you know, when it was finished, he put it all back in the living room. But it was so funny, because what that did, even more so, that put the fear of the Lord even in honor and in awe for my relationship and my walk with God, even in Lead Pastor Andrew. He turned to me and he said, wow, I'm so thankful that I am faithful to you. He said it, because if I was a man that wasn't faithful to you, you don't even need to hire a detective. He said, because the Lord will show you. He said, you don't even have to check my phone. I told him I'm not that type of woman anyway. I said, you married a real woman. I'm not insecure. God, if we do anything, God will show us. Vice versa, if I was to go out on Andrew, the Lord would show him ever so clearly that I'm out fooling around. That's the type of relationship that you and your spouse should even try and run after. That's the type of relationship that you should try and establish even before you're getting married. We speak to a lot of women. We speak to some men, but it's mostly women that desire relationships. I just want a husband. I'm so lonely and all of this other stuff. And I tell people, you know what? What you need to be doing is getting a relationship with God so he can be telling you how to prepare yourself so that relationship is already intact, so that when you get this new man in your house, you'll know exactly how to minister to him. Even in worship and in prayer today, the Lord said he wants me to honor my husband. He said, I love my son. He said, and I want him to have fun today. And I said, what, Lord? You want him to have fun? He said, yes. He said, ask him what he wants to do and do it. He said, I'm going to meet the need. And I said, okay.
Hallelujah.
When I got out of worship, I went to my husband, and I said, before I even asked anything, I asked this. I said, Andrew, is your heart heavy? And I put my hand upon his chest. He said, it was this morning. He said, but your worship, I overheard you worshiping the Lord for a few hours, and I lifted. Whatever was on me, lifted. I said, well, the Lord cared about you. He brought you up to me in my worship time, and he wants me to do whatever it is that you want to do. If you want to just go and walk on the beach, baby, we'll make that drive and we'll go to the beach, honey. If you want to go to a show, I'll treat you to a matinee here on a Sunday. Whatever it is you want to do, the Lord wants me to honor you and give you encouragement on today. And he said, wow. And
the Lord,
you know, he began to well up in his eyes, you know, because he was just excited when the Lord speaks about, you know, him to me. That meant the world to him. So I was obedient, and I'd let you know, people of God, if you try and contact me after this service, you may just get the voicemail button because I'm going to be out honoring my husband. Hallelujah.
Amen. Woo! Yes.
But this is what is needed. I'm sharing with you, and I'm telling you, I have at least probably over 3,000 examples of how the Lord has shared things with me regarding my family. The Lord will show me an attitude or an argument before it happens. He said, don't talk to this person today. When your sister calls you, don't answer. She's in a bad mood, and she's going to try to pick a fight with you. You know how siblings can be. The Lord will warn me. He will show me your heart, even people that I don't know. Because the Bible says no man knows the heart, but Jesus does. And if you count yourself proving in your relationship, he'll show you the heart of people. That's why I tell people, it doesn't matter. I don't look at your clothes. I don't look at how you speak. I don't look at your vernacular skills. I don't look at any of that. Because all I need is to touch you or look at you, and the Lord will show me your heart. Because that's the true matter of a person.
Amen.
When people try and come into this ministry, all I pray for is, Lord, show me their heart. Because that'll show me if you're genuine. It'll prepare me for an attack. It'll prepare me for how genuine you are. What is your real purpose for being connected to this ministry? And that's exactly what happens. After conversations immediately that night, the Lord will send me into a dream. It will play out for what the Lord needs me to know, your life from when you were a child or a teenager all the way up until now. The Lord plays it out like a movie for me. You know why? Because he can trust me. He can trust me with his secrets, because if he would expose people's hearts to me, and this is some very strong, detailed things about your past, he knows I'm not going to get on Facebook and call you out on it. He knows I'm not going to embarrass you on the line. He knows that it's not my intention to try and call you up and say, so the Lord showed me you had that affair last night. What you doing now? You know, the Lord knows that I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take it, and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to try and push you to be better than what you were yesterday. This is all what he's asking of you today. I'm sharing my testimony so that you can become enlightened and empowered. And I hope it stirs some excitement to say, wow, the Lord will show me in a prayer. The Lord will show me in a dream. This is all connected. The Lord would even
Amen.
Show me, even when I went to bed, because I got very, very sensitive skin. And the Lord showed me that. When I went to bed, I crashed, and I didn't mean to fall asleep for the rest of the evening, but I was so tired. And the Lord said, well, because you didn't wash your face right before you went to bed, I washed my face a few hours, but for me, I have to wash my face right before bed. It's really weird, but I'll go into that later. But he knows that, and the Lord knows my skin. He said, because you didn't wash your face exactly before you went to bed, you kind of fell asleep hours before and slept through the night. He said, you're going to get a bump. And the Lord showed me in a dream on the side of my face in the actual place where my bump or my pimple will come from. Sure enough, I woke up out of the dream. I went to the bathroom, turned on the light. Sure enough, the bump was right there. He showed a breakout. It was actually a line of bumps. And I said, wow, God. And the Lord showed me applying alcohol, because I use alcohol for my bumps. Anything that I get, if I catch it, the same day, 2 days after, if I apply alcohol, the bump will go ahead and subside. So I apply alcohol to my bumps. It dried the bump down, and it lifted. He said even in my obedience to what he showed me, he allowed the breakout to go away quicker than it would have had I not applied the alcohol or paid attention to my dreams. So I'm telling you, even something as small as detail, the Lord is concerned about you. He's concerned about your skin. You don't like certain things.
My God.
Dark spots, bumps, breakout pimples, acne, eczema, all of that stuff. God is concerned about you. He's concerned about your hair. When I went through the stage where I lost all my hair, the Lord even gave me dream change and letting me know that he's going to help me grow my hair. And he showed me how my hair would be long and flowing and thick and healthy. And I said, okay, God. But the Lord also sent somebody by the name of Michael Collins. He's a strong partner of this ministry. And he's into herbs and different things like
Amen.
That. And the Lord blessed him to be able to send a certain type of pill and herb supplements that will help aid in the growth of my hair. And I was taking them, and then I went through a spell where I just stopped taking them. I just said, oh, you know, I would remember throughout the day, and I said, oh, I'll take it later. And then the later came, and I said, oh, I'll take it tomorrow. And before you know it was a whole month I had not taken the pills. Do you not know the Lord is so concerned about me? He gave me a dream, and he showed me it was my husband. And my husband was speaking to me in a dream, and he was reminding me. He said, remember to take your pills, April. Remember to take your hair pills so your hair can grow. And I woke up out of the dream. I said, whoa. So if you know how your dreams work, if there's a prominent pastor or priest or even your husband, that signifies the voice of God. Because anybody that has rule over you, that in the dream the Lord can use as him speaking. So if my husband spoke to me, that was the Lord's voice through him reminding me to honor that. He's going to work through the supplement. Immediately, I got back on it. He cares about you so much. And I'm telling you, I have like 4,000 instances of
we know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.